Ewan for breakfast. 6 a.m. weekdays on the Limestone Coast's Triple M. And always online at triplem.com.au.
Good morning, I'm Wade Stevens. A house fire in Mount Gambier this morning's caused an estimated $20,000 worth of damage. The blaze spreading into the roof and wall cavity of the kitchen. Two CFS appliances, along with the occupant, quickly extinguished the blaze, believed to have sparked from an electrical fault. The homeowner suffered minor burns but didn't require hospitalisation. Two Mount Gambier residents are looking to protest the culling of 30 long-billed corellas at Grant High School tomorrow night. The State Environment and Water Department's given the school permission to employ a licensed shooter to minimise the bird population. A couple telling the Border Watch the birds aren't causing any damage and they hope the school finds another solution. Barker residents with concerns and queries about local aged care can now report to the Independent Aged Care Quality and Safety Commission. The commission aims to safeguard the hundreds of recipients of aged care in the electorate by ramping up compliance checks and risk management. Barker MP Tony Passon says it's part of the government's record aged care funding boost, increasing aged care spending by $5 billion over 4 years.
Is, of course, we want to see quality and standards not only maintained but increased. So there's been a budget increase of over $300 million over 4 years, continuing to ramp up that funding to ensure that older Australians can age with dignity.
The Millicent community's urge to share its memories of the swimming lake, which turns 50 on January 27. Along with an inflatable obstacle course and a family fun day, Water Range Council's offering a video booth at the site. A video will be created from submissions made by locals in the booth who are urged to recount their stories of the lake over the past 5 decades. And Mount Gambier will have 9 days of fringe activities this year, with the festival making its return to the southeast. Local artist and fringe ambassador Louise Adams is curating the showcase event and says all events in 2018, free or ticketed, had really strong attendance. The Mount Gambier Pioneers have signed American swingman Kentrell Barkley for the 2019 SA Premier League basketball season. He'll come to the southeast in February and will rotate through the team, having experience as 2, 3 and 4. Barkley's expected to bring balance to the team, having all-round experience at both ends of the court.
This is a Limestone Coast Triple M podcast. Classic hits 963 Triple M.